Welcome to the Wise Women Diaries podcast. This is where shame and victimhood die. I am a woman that questions everything, so this podcast is a reflection of that. Here we speak on non-mainstream perspectives, like healing our childhood wounds, learning to trust ourselves, the voice of fear versus intuition, and how children are our teachers. We discuss what it looks like to own your power as a woman and step out of the medical paradigm. That's why I am obsessed with interviewing women who trust their bodies and babies in home birth and free birth, and their wild journey from maiden to mother. Ultimately, this podcast is for women who want to thrive and have inner peace, learning how to take radical responsibility for their life and shed victimhood for good. The idea of this podcast started a few weeks ago when I tell every woman that is on my podcast, before we hit record, I say, be aware of after we record this and you go on with your day, your mind will probably jump in and try to tell you lies. Your mind will probably say, you should have said this. Why did you say that when you should have said this? Oh, I don't think you said that well enough. The mind will probably try to sabotage a big moment for you of doing something that you were scared of doing. Your mind will probably come in and sabotage something you're proud of yourself for doing. Because a lot of times our threshold, our ceiling of feeling proud of ourselves is so low. Because then our mind comes in and tells us lies of how we weren't perfect enough, how we weren't good enough. We could have done it better. And what I realize is that this is a very universal wound. It's a very universal pattern that most of us women live through when we agree to be on a podcast. Most women that I have talked to, and with my own experience, when we agree to be on a podcast, fears arise. Limiting beliefs arise. Will I be good enough? Can I tell my story good enough? Fears. And all of these fears will have a different flavor based on our unique selves. So some of us have a fear of what will our story, or what will we say? How will it be perceived? The fear that we can't control how other people will perceive us on this podcast. The fear of being seen, fully heard, even though that's what we desire so badly. Because fear and desire are two sides of the same coin. What we desire so badly is usually what we fear so deeply. We want to be seen for who we are. We want to be accepted for who we are. But we are terrified of revealing that self. Other fears that could surface when a woman agrees to be on a podcast are the fears of perfectionism. Will it be perfect? Can I execute in the way that I want to? The fear of I will be judged this way or be judged that way. The fear of not articulating yourself well, because of then how will you be judged? How will you be perceived? The fear of a new experience. As we age in this life, new experiences, a first-time experience, will usually always feel edgy, nerve-wracking, because it's new. This is why so many women, in theory, want to be on a podcast, but they don't execute and they don't schedule it because they are afraid of this new experience. Doing something new is scary. But the question is, can you be with yourself? Can you mother yourself through the discomfort? Can you mother yourself through the fear? This is what it all comes back to. So when a woman agrees to be on a podcast, she can face her shadow self. She could face her inner child. She could face fears that bubble up, insecurities that bubble up, worries. But so much of the discomfort of doing a podcast for the first time is that it's a first-time experience. And when we have a first-time experience doing almost anything, it's uncomfortable because it's new and there's a learning curve. So really, if a woman is a mother and she is afraid to be on a podcast, but you know she wants to do it anyways, it's a really beautiful moment for this mother to have compassion and empathy for her children, because children are new to earth and children are always doing new experiences. And some children face that new experience with untethered confidence. But some children are scared of first time experiences. You know, going to a ballet class for the first time ever, that can be scary for a child. Going to school for the first time, that's so scary. Going to the dentist for the first time can be so scary. But a lot of parents don't remember how it's so scary doing something new for the first time because adults stay in their comfort zone. They don't live on this edge of doing what they fear. And so a lot of mothers are holding back and not agreeing to be on podcasts because of this fear of the first time experience and what it will bring up, because it brings up a lot, because new first time experiences are uncomfortable. We are getting out of our comfort zone. So are we going to stay in our comfort zone and let our fears win and stay small and be very narcissistic, you know, not do a podcast, stay very small, and let our fears win and be in this narcissistic bubble of, no, I cannot put myself out there for the fear of XYZ. I cannot put myself out there for the fear of judgment. How will I be perceived? Letting that voice win, letting those fears win, is narcissism. And we are letting that be our master instead of doing the hard thing, the edgy thing, the fearful thing of doing something new for the service of others. Podcasting is usually for the service of others. Owning your story and sharing your story for the service of other women, because story medicine is powerful. When a woman agrees to be on a podcast for the first time and do something new and scary for the first time ever, it is such a beautiful example for her children and for her to have empathy for her children, because children do something new and scary all the time because they're new to earth. And adults just stay in their comfort zone. We don't push ourselves. We usually do not push ourselves out of our comfort zone and yet are trying to push our children outside their comfort zone all the time. And so really a woman, a mother can get so much compassion for her children now after doing a podcast for the first time because it was so scary. And the fears that arise and the judgment and the performance anxiety. How will I perform? Will I perform well? And who's going to judge me on my performance? So the purpose of this podcast episode is to help women recognize that when they agree to do something new and scary for the first time, like podcasting, they will meet their shadow self. They will meet their deepest fears, their deepest limiting beliefs, and beliefs about themselves. Oh, who am I to share this story? I haven't suffered nearly as much as this other woman, or I haven't alchemized my suffering as much as this woman. We compare our stories. Or just diminishing what you have healed in your lifetime. Diminishing the person you are today versus who you were. We have all been through so much. We have all healed so much. And being on a podcast is like this reclamation and being proud of everything you have done and have accomplished. And it doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean that you are Jesus or Buddha and that you have everything figured out in your life. No, we will never, because we are human. And as long as we're human, we are going to have challenges and pain and struggles, because that's what human life is. It's duality of these insane, amazing bliss and peaks of love and connection and gratitude with also really low lows. It's the duality of life. It's pain and growth and grief and love. There is so much beauty in so many of our stories, and a lot of us don't take the reflection time to just sit and be with our stories of the women that we once were and now who we are now today. And so what I want women to recognize when they are specifically on my podcast is this is a podcast about your story, whether it's your life story, your story to conscious parenting, your birth stories, a story of how you got out of narcissist abuse. You know, there's so many different types of stories on my podcast, but it's a moment of reflection. Can you recognize all that you have gone through and alchemized and healed? Can you sit and reflect on how far you've come and give yourself credit? Can you be proud of yourself? That's what I want women to gain from being on my podcast, is saying their story and having it be a reflection moment of, yes, I've been through shit, and I have gone through it, and I am a better person from it. And I am dedicated to growth, and I am dedicated to shedding victimhood. And I will celebrate myself for what I have overcome. And I will overcome more in my life, because that's life. So I want women to understand when they are preparing for my podcast that they are the narrator of their story. You narrate your own story, and that is powerful. So you can narrate your story in whatever way that you want. You are the writer of your story. You are the narrator of your story. You get to tell your story however you want. It could be fun. It doesn't have to be serious. It could be fun. It could be a reclamation of who you were to who you are. It can be a creative endeavor. So before women are on my podcast, I would love to urge them to reflect on the whole narration of their story they want to share. What do you want to convey? What lessons do you want a younger maiden to take away from your story? What light do you want to bring to others? Because the purpose is to inspire others that no matter where you're at, no matter if you're in the darkest trench, there is light, because you've gone through it. I've gone through it. We've all been through dark trenches, and we have made it through. So these stories are about hope for others that are perhaps in that dark season, that there's light at the end and there's beauty at the end. And at the end of the day, we would live through that dark trench again because of who it carved us into. Because everything is for us. And my podcast, most of the women live from this survivor mentality mindset. Everything is for me. Everything is for my benefit. Everything is for my growth, even if I don't like it, especially if I don't like it. So the next thing I want to cover in this podcast is when your shadow self is revealed, when your fears start bubbling up to the surface, when you agree to be on a podcast, or you're thinking about being on a podcast, but you have these fears in your mind of, but can I even tell my story in a way that I'll be proud of? Will I do it good enough? Will I be good enough? A lot of this has to do with perfectionism, is you want to execute this experience to perfection. Because if you execute this experience of podcasting to perfection, then what would happen? You don't have to face your shadow self. You don't have to face these limiting beliefs that lurk deep, deep, deep below the surface. If we're perfect, then we don't have this voice in us that says we're not good enough, because we were perfect. We executed it with perfection. So I feel like the pursuit of perfection is to deny these fears and worries and shut down this shadow self that says, but what if I'm not good enough? So really, if a woman is thinking about podcasting, this is a great opportunity for growth, for healing, and mothering yourself. Can you be with your fears? Can you be with your inner child that is so terrified of not executing something to perfection? Can you be with your inner child that is terrified of judgment and perception from others? Can you be with yourself? Can you sit with yourself? Can you sit with yourself in the most uncomfortable fears and be curious? How do you want to cope? How are you trying to cope with all of these fears and limiting beliefs that you're facing? Do you want to cancel? Do you want to cancel the podcast and be like, no, I can't do it? What is your self doing to try to cope with facing these fears and limiting beliefs? What is your inner world experience when you are getting ready to do something new, like podcasting for the first time? Things are going to bubble up, and it's an opportunity to get curious. Can you sit with the fears? Can you do something that you are so uncomfortable doing, even though you have fears, even though you are terrified? This is an opportunity to be the mother to our inner child. You want to be perfect. You want to get praise. We are the ones that can mother ourselves through these edgy, edgy moments and fears of doing something new for the first time. So specifically, the day of podcasting is when the body, the nervous system, can get really dysregulated because it's so nervous. And that's another opportunity. I recently was interviewed on a different podcast, and I got more nervous because I wasn't the host. You know, it was centered around me. I was talking more in the podcast than when I'm a host on my podcast. And I don't have control over the editing of the podcast. So there was a lot of elements to this that made me more nervous than normal. And it's about, can we be with ourselves in the discomfort? Can we be with ourselves when we are dysregulated? And what are our coping mechanisms when we do feel dysregulated? Are we trying to deep breathe? Or are we trying to scroll our phone more? You know, what are we doing in these empty, still moments when we're so nervous? So it's just about being curious about how are we trying to cope with dysregulation? The nerves, the absolute nerves. Are we able to sit with ourselves through discomfort, or are we trying to cope in unhealthy ways? And can we mother ourselves through this discomfort? The biggest thing that I want women to understand about story medicine is that you cannot get your story wrong, because it's your story. You're the expert on your story. You can't get it wrong. There's no pass or fail. But our ego mind creates a pass or fail based on our performance, based on if we executed perfection or not. There is no pass or fail with story medicine. None. You can't get it wrong. But our inner child, our ego mind, whatever you want to call it, creates this illusionary pass or fail based on our performance. And this is made up in our own mind, our own body, because we don't feel good enough. So it's mind-blowing that we could do a podcast and someone listens to it and just thinks it's the best thing ever. Oh my gosh, you did so good. I was so moved. But our inner demon, our inner beliefs, our shadow self judges our performance and says, what? Oh my gosh, I thought I fumbled my way through that. Oh, I did not tell my story in the way that I really wanted to. You know, we critique ourselves, but then this outsider tells us of how amazing our episode was. How could two realities exist at the same time? Because we have an inner critic that whatever we do is not good enough. So which reality is right? Which reality is the truth? There are two opposing truths in this situation. And that's fascinating, isn't it? That is fascinating. That is amazing that there could be two opposing truths. And it's based on our inner worlds. So just think about one of your favorite podcast episodes ever. You know, maybe it was a story that you resonated with so deeply. That person, I would 99% guarantee you that that person criticized themselves for that episode. They had critiques about how they did. Oh, they shouldn't have said that. And why did I say this and that? And I could have done better. And I fumbled my way through that. Unless you have so much experience podcasting, like you are an expert podcaster, I think these critiques surface in our minds. And even if we are a expert podcaster, you know, by someone's definition, these stories, I think, still get triggered, but maybe just to a lesser intensity or degree. Think about one of your favorite podcast episodes with someone where they told their story and you were touched by that story. They most likely had critiques about themselves, but you didn't see them. You didn't hear them. You resonated with their heart. You resonated with their story. Power of story medicine. It is powerful that we feel the heart of the story. As the listener, we feel the heart of the story. We're not sitting there critiquing. Not at all. The last thing I want to explain in this podcast for women that will specifically be on my podcast is that the flow of my podcast is different than other podcasts because I want the beginning to feel like a diary entry because it's Wise Women Diaries. So I start episodes with women saying, hi, my name is so-and-so, and then they give an introduction on who they are. And I do this format because I love hearing women's introductions on who they are. I want a little tidbit on who you are and where you were raised and who you are now. So for the introduction, I really love it to be a little deeper. Who are you? What is your soul essence? What do you love? What lights you up? What are your passions? What is your favorite thing about being a mother? Greatest thing you're proud of yourself for accomplishing in this life? You know, what is your work in the world? What do you love? Paint the picture on who you are. I love starting my podcast like this because I am not a small talker. I want to get to the heart of the matter. I want to know who you are. I don't like pleasantries. Hi, how are you? So glad you're here. No, let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's know who you are. I want to know your heart. Who are you? And you can't get this wrong. It's whatever you want to say, whoever you want to explain who you are to other people. You can't get it wrong. Let it fun exercise of writing a paragraph of who you are and what your soul essence is. And why are you unique in this world? Are you unique? Do you consider yourself unique or no? It's okay if you don't. Be yourself and let it be a fun exercise, a fun experiment on narrating who you are to the world. Let your inner child play and be creative and create your own life story. It's fun. So then after the introduction, I love when women just start their story wherever they want to start it. And it all starts at different points in their life based on their story they're sharing. So some people share, you know, a lot about their childhood, and other people start their story in adulthood. It's just wherever you want to start this story based on what your story is about. So with birth stories, some women talk about what they remember about birth in childhood or their reproductive health in teenage years and 20s. There's a lot of stories that are about birth control because we were in this generation that were put on birth control when we were like 14. And we have these life experiences that made us break up with Western medicine. So those stories are kind of prevalent with birth stories. But if it's a conscious parenting story, I really want more conscious parenting stories on why a parent was not aware, not conscious, parenting in the mainstream, normal way of parenting, and they woke up. And they realized, oh, I haven't been in true connection with my children. Oh, I didn't respect my child or my baby to the level that they deserve. So what was that awakening process like? What woke you up to conscious parenting? And that story can start anywhere. It could start in childhood with your own childhood, what those experiences created in you, which made you want something different for your own child. So with my podcast, we start with the introduction on who you are, and then you just get to start your story wherever you want to start it. There's no right or wrong. There's freedom in it. You can say whatever, narrate your story however you want. And I purposely don't interject for a while in the beginning of podcasts because I want it to feel like a diary entry. I love the intimacy. I love the vulnerability because that's how I love to connect with people. I don't want pleasantries. I just want to get to know you. But all in all, it can be a creative, fun process of reflecting on your life's path, your journey. What have you overcome? What are you so proud of yourself for? It is truly a reclamation story of how far you've come. And there's going to be more in this lifetime because life is always giving us lessons. You know, it's always here for us. We're always growing. You know, every year we're a new person. We're a new version of ourselves. And it's amazing. It's beautiful. But most of us that feel like a new woman every year, it's because we are dedicated to awareness. We are dedicated to consciousness. We are becoming more aware every month, every year. And as we become more aware to our patterns, to our fears, to our relationship dynamics, we then get to take responsibility for our role in these patterns, in our own suffering. And then we can step into new patterns because we've recognized our role. We took responsibility for our role. And then we get to change it if we want because we are being truthful and honest about our life, about our relationship with our body, our relationship with children, our relationship with God. And when we have the foundation of honesty, that's when we can change patterns. That's when we can step into courage and do the scary thing. Consciously choose to do the scary thing, because what will we learn about ourselves if we do the edgy thing? If we do the scary thing? If we face our shadow? Will we let our fears win? Will we let our fears be our master? Or can we mother ourselves and parent ourselves through the discomfort of fears and worries? We are adults now, and we get to make these conscious choices to say no to doing a podcast because I'm afraid. Is that in your value system? Is that what you want to model to your children? Only when we are so radically honest with ourselves, because we're aware, that's when we get the choice, true choice, of making a conscious choice to then change ourselves, change patterns, not make fear our master. It's honesty and awareness.